Joining me on the telephone this morning is Vice President of Business Strategy with McDonough District Hospital, Mr. Patrick Osterman. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Vanessa.
Well, did you like your four seasons in one, basically, day of forecast?
You know, we were just joking about that before we went on air. If you want all four seasons, just come in the live in the Midwest, and you can really see that within, what, 2-3 day period, you said, on the forecast?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I guess we will take it. It's February, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. How are things at MDH? Catch us up.
Well, it is going well. Everything is it's busy right now. February, as we're talking about the month of February, it's American Heart Month. I'm sure you're aware of that, Vanessa. One program I want to mention, we're offering a special price. It's $79 for a heart CT scan during the month of February. Now, I know we're getting towards the end of the month. There's still time to sign up for this special offer. In case you're wondering, the heart CT scan, what it does, it gives a detailed pictures of the heart and the blood vessels just to see if there's any calcium or plaque buildup and make sure everything is working properly. Cardiovascular disease, Vanessa, it's a major health issue for Americans. And what we want to do is offer our program at a special price just to encourage everyone to start thinking about heart health.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you make an appointment? What do you do to be able to get this heart CT scan?
Great question. You can call our radiology department at 309-836-1550 to schedule an appointment. It is a cash pay service. Nothing you can run through insurance. It must be paid prior to the test. We do have our nurse practitioner, Kelsey Cunningham. She works with cardiology patients. And as we've talked about before, we have our clinical partnership with Blessing Health out of Quincy, as three of their cardiologists will see patients inside our cardiopulmonary department, which is located on the first floor of the main MDH hospital building.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that this scan is available. Who do you recommend actually take part in this scan? Are there certain types of requirements or folks that, you know, what if you don't know and you just want to do this for peace of mind?
Well, and that's something you don't have to necessarily get a doctor's order from your primary care provider. We will share tests with your primary care provider. But just as a health awareness standpoint, if you have concerns, here's two easy ways to start. Monitor your blood pressure. Check your cholesterol. If you haven't had an annual physical, have your annual physical. If you think you notice something with your health that has you concerned, call your primary care provider, schedule an appointment, or obviously, Vanessa, in an emergency, you always call 911.
Okay. And March is coming up as well. You have more on tap for March.
Well, as we said, there's a lot of busy months coming up. March, obviously, here in just a few days. Well, and that starts another important month. It's National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. In case you're not aware, colorectal cancer, it's the second deadliest cancer in the United States. It makes getting screened just very important. It used to be that turning age 50, that was the time to start thinking about a colonoscopy. But in recent years, because so many younger people are starting to get diagnosed, the American Cancer Society now recommends to begin screening at age 45. So we actually are going to be offering another promotional program. One preliminary screening option is the Hemocult ICT test. So what we're going to be doing, we're handing out test kits again and performing the screening test for free during the month of March. And what that is, Vanessa, it's a non-invasive at-home screening test that looks for both abnormal DNA and blood in your stool. Real easy. All you got to do is just follow the instructions inside the test kit. And you can either drop off the test card at our MDH drive-thru, that's open 7 days a week, or you can mail it back to our MDH laboratory. It's an easy and free way to help screen for colon cancer.
Okay. Yeah. Heart Health Month, Colorectal Cancer Month, two of the leading causes of death in the United States. So what we can do to be preventive would be as possible to get these screenings is really important.
It is. And, you know, just really want to stress, Vanessa, with the colorectal cancer, age 45, they are seeing so many more cases of younger people starting to get diagnosed with that. It's an easy procedure. Just encourage you, if that's something you want to do, talk to your primary care provider, get tested, do the screenings. You never know, it could be a life-saving procedure.
Do we know of any symptoms that lead up to this? Mike Weaver and I had the Macomb stations for years, you know, when we were down there in McDonough County, and we lost an employee, Patrick, very young, to stage four, had no clue that he had stage four colon cancer, and it, you know, it really is a wake-up call.
Well, it can be, and I think that's one of the things that you talk with your primary care provider about. I'll admit, I'll share this with you, Vanessa. I had one done before I was 50, and I'm glad I did. It's one of those screening procedures that, you know, talking with the GI doc, he was very glad that I came in and had that done. And now I'm going to be on a regular procedure every 5 to 10 years to make sure I go back and get screened. I encourage everyone, talk to your primary care provider. Very important. And these 2 months, Vanessa, both Heart Month in February, Colorectal Cancer Awareness in March, we like to say, yeah, it's great to highlight them in those months, mm-hmm. but that's something you need to be thinking about all 12 months of the year.
You got it. You got it. Okay, so you're offering the opportunity for people to have this non-invasive test. And how do you get the test? Can you request it by mail? Do you need to pick it up at MDH? Is it available here at the clinic in Monmouth?
We will look at having those available for the clinic in Monmouth. We actually are going to be offering them. You can come up to our MDH drive-through. You can pull right in. Mm-hmm. We can hand you the test kits. We will have them also in a couple of our primary care provider practices. But yes, check your clinic, check the clinic, check with your provider up in Monmouth. We'll have them ready for you.
Sounds good. All right, athletic training on the docket this morning that you'd like to talk about.
It is. You know, all the other events going on, we also should note March is also National Athletic Training Month. You know, we would like to recognize at MDH our three athletic trainers, Mark Kessler, Bruce Shellhammer, and Lindsay Schaefer. All three of them work with our area high schools, helping keep student-athletes safe and healthy. And they're there at the games just in case of an injury. We appreciate the work of not only our three athletic trainers, but all athletic trainers who look after the well-being of athletes.
Okay, yeah, that is important. You just never know what can happen at a game, right?
Exactly, and to have trained professionals there on hand, just making sure everyone's there safe. You can't put a price tag on that, Vanessa. That is just such a great service to have for peace of mind and well-being of the athletes.
Okay. We're talking with Patrick Osterman, Vice President of Business Strategy with McDonough District Hospital, also with a clinic right here in Monmouth. What else do you have for us this morning from MDH, Pat?
Well, just a reminder, Monmouth Clinic, you know, we were just talking about that. It's open Monday through Friday for walk-in appointments. Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation Department, it's also open Monday through Friday. They're offering free 15-minute screenings. If you need to schedule an appointment with Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation, just call our staff at the Monmouth Clinic, 309-715-7362. Vanessa, one topic we've talked about before, our community pharmacy. Well, that construction continues to move forward. We're hoping to have a completion by early June, and then we have to go through the inspections with the state before we can officially open our doors. I'm actually excited because this afternoon I get to take another tour of the inside of that facility. Looking forward to that. We do have photos of the construction on our MDH Facebook page. Our new director of community pharmacy joined us last month, Nicole DeZuba. Nicole has hit the ground running, working with the project and the work on our operational planning processes with our new pharmacy.
Is this going to be a trend, Pat, do you think, here in the healthcare industry? Because the changes in prescription medication, especially for our seniors, each year it seems to change in December. Also, you know, who has what contract? Is it Walgreens? Is it CVS? Are we going to see more on-site pharmacies for our healthcare providers?
You know, it's kind of hard to judge with healthcare, but I would not be surprised one bit if you start seeing more hospitals offering outpatient pharmacy services. I think that's going to be a growing trend. It could potentially be a good revenue source. And the one thing with ours, Vanessa, first of all, it's right on our campus. Mm-hmm. So you go to the doctor's office, you need to get a prescription, send it over to our pharmacy. If you choose to use our pharmacy, and you can pick it up before you leave, and all the money stays right here in Macomb and McDonough County.
Sure.
It's not going off to a corporate office. It's staying right local.
And surely you would think that the insurance companies would already have the pre-arranged rates, if you will, you know, what it is for a generic or a name brand drug.
Correct. We'll have pretty much all the drugs that you would, the more common drugs, I should say, that you would need. We can do special orders. And again, when it comes to insurances, yes, we will take the insurance plans.
Okay. All right. Good update, Pat. Anything else you want people to know?
Well, I want to give a shout out. Western Illinois basketball, their season's winding down. And the reason I mention that, MDH is the proud game sponsor for this Saturday's doubleheader against SIU Edwardsville. Western. So both their teams are looking to enter the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament in Evansville on a high note. So we want to wish Western and all the area basketball teams the best of luck. But yes, if you come out to the games on Saturday in Western Hall, you're going to see MDH as a game sponsor.
Okay, cool. You have a great week. Don't forget to get the golf clubs dusted off, but your winter coat ready for Wednesday morning.
I think, hopefully, you said it's going to be less than a half an inch accumulation, so I'm trying to put my shovel away for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I can leave it buried in the back of my garage, but still have the hat and gloves ready. But as you said, hopefully the weather warms up, maybe hit the golf course later on.
Okay, have a great week, Pat.
Thanks, Vanessa. You too.
That is Patrick Osterman with us, Vice President for Business Strategy from McDonough District Hospital.